Your name?
Gary Cha.
Gary, you're the owner of Yes Organic Market.
Yeah, I'm the owner of Yes Organic Market, and it's family owned, so I have brother and sister.
How many in the district?
There's a 7 store in the district.
I had a chance to watch you speak out in front of the DC Council, right in front of the Wilson Building, about the issue of Walmart.
And you were there.
Okay. Yeah, I was there, and I got a chance to hear you. What made you speak out, and what are your feelings about Walmart's attempting to bring 4 stores to the District of Columbia?
Well, Washington is a very small city to have 4 Walmart, because having just 1 Walmart can have devastating effect, and I just can't imagine letting the lawmakers, the council members, or politicians letting 4 Walmart come to D.C. And so when I started doing the research, and it's very scary, where the effect is just so dramatic, so devastating, and why would anybody want to let them do that? It's just beyond my imagination. And being a business owner since 1982, this is where I make a living. It's my livelihood. I'm also a member of a community like the Anacostia Coordinating Council. I'm a board member, and I'm also a board member, executive officer of a Greater Brooklyn Business Association. The reason I do that is because I care about where I do business, and I hate to see not just my business but other small businesses suffer because of allowing Walmart to come in there and let them do the same practice what they've done elsewhere. And I can't really fully understand when they said this will be different, a smaller model, etc. They have tailored to fit the DC stores, DC this atmosphere, surround settings. And when I listened to the representative of Walmart, says it's no different. For example, they said the size is small, so we won't be able to carry things like exercise equipment and things, which takes up a lot of space. But there'll be a convenient kiosk available. They just have to fill out the information, and then it'll be delivered there. So it is no different. And so I can't believe that people would think their practice that they've been doing elsewhere would be any different. And also, how would you compete with the retailer as the world's largest retailer? They employ 2.1 million people. That's 3.5 times the population of D.C., and they have all the buying power in the world. They have all the power to force the manufacturers to meet their demand of lowering the prices, and it's the effect is just too devastating. And once they get a hold of their foothold in D.C., we can never go back. I would hate to see all these entrepreneurs with a dream of having a successful business, they'll be gone. And also existing business, they probably won't make it. A good example is the council members keep bringing up Chicago. They think it's similar, but I don't see any similarity between D.C. and Chicago. D.C. is a very vibrant city. Chicago is so spread out, there's hardly anything there, but they make the comparison. But even then, let's say they are similar. In 2006, when Walmart opened in Chicago, I think within a year, about 25% of the business within 1 mile radius closed up. So D.C. is very close, very small city, and just imagine, not even 1 mile, let's say even a quarter mile radius of business was hurt. It's a lot of businesses, a lot of businesses will be affected. I hate to see D.C. turn into that kind of marketplace where survival of the fittest. That's not what this country is all about. So I hate to see that.
Before we started the interview, you mentioned an employee of yours, and we're here in your store on Georgia Avenue, had a Walmart in his hometown. Mm-hmm. Can you describe that situation?
Yeah, he started here as a produce person, produce clerk, produce manager, and he manages one of our store. He's from a town in Pennsylvania. I forgot the name. It's just a small town. And his parents still lives there. So he goes over there to visit now and then. And he said he's very sad each time he go there, where the places, all the shops and restaurants used to be, everybody used to hang out, and it was just a place to go. And hardly anyone there. And most of them are being boarded up. And it happened. He sees that. And that's just a reminder. The effect of Walmart is just not good.
Here in your store on Georgia Ave, which is not that far from where the proposed one of the Walmarts will be up in Ward 4. You're playing a video in the front. The Walmart was the high cost of low price, I think is what it's called.
And high cost of a low price, yeah.
And you're just playing that over and over again for, what are you trying to get across to people?
When I was talking to people, because the Walmart, I think it's a survey must have been done by Walmart people, where there are 74% of the people in D.C. Are in favor of having Walmart, for Walmart in D.C. And that seemed like it's awfully high. So when I went from door to door, store to store to talk to people, and that wasn't the case. The reason they said, I'm in favor of having Walmart, is the only thing they thought about was, Walmart, what does that mean? They bring low-priced goods, cheap, low-priced goods. Okay, let's look at beyond that. What happens after that? All these small stores that you've been patronizing for 10, 20, 30 years, they may not be around. And it's, oh, gee, I didn't think about that. Oh, yeah, I don't want that. So their position immediately changes, and my experience has been more like a 9-to-1. The people, when they know the facts, what happens when Walmart comes to town, what happens to the neighborhood and the employment and job markets and all those things, they are not in favor. They actually oppose. What was the question again?
I was talking about the video.
Oh, okay. So, what would be the best way to get that message to the people? Because when I talk to people, they have no idea that Walmart is even trying to come to D.C. And some people, when I ask them about Walmart, I said, the question is, what's Walmart? They don't know what Walmart is. And I've talked to some of the shop owners, the retailers, and they said, right on Georgia Avenue. And they said, where? Well, but how about five blocks from here? I said, oh, really? When? So they're very uninformed. So what my message is to, if you're informed, then if you decide to support Walmart, that's totally up to them. But they should be informed what they're asking for. So they may be asking for something totally different than what consumer have in mind. So I got a hold of a video and I'm playing that, it's DVD, playing it over and over, and have them look at it. And a lot of people have no idea what Walmart does. And of course, myself, I didn't know that much about Walmart until I started doing research. And it's very scary. And I talked to other retailers. I said, well, the reason I'm out there trying to get the message across is that I have experienced similar situation, probably not quite as devastating, but 14, 15 years ago, when Whole Foods Market came to town, two of them, they opened two on one, and I guess both of them opened up in Wisconsin Avenue. And they were having, at that time, they were two different companies. And so that siphoned all the business away. And all the small health food store, natural food store, gone out of business within a year. And we somehow survived, along with another store on P Street. But they survived, they struggled for about 3 years. They finally closed the door when Whole Foods opened another store nearby there. So we're the only standing and surviving store. And it really hurt to see when overnight, your business just drops 60%. And all of a sudden, you look at the store, the customers that used to shop there, they're not there. They're gone. And we still have the employees there that they were counting on us to make a living. And it was, I had to make a hard decision because I just couldn't afford to keep them there. So we downsized and we worked really hard and hoping that some of the people that came to there before food would come back. And it took about 2 years to bring back the people, or at least be at the same level it was before Whole Foods. But this is a little different. Whole Foods, when they came to town, they basically increased the the consumer base. So we benefited. But Walmart is different. What Walmart brings is already out there. They're not increasing the customer base. And actually, they are taking away business from existing business. And several studies have shown about 84%, 85%. Comes from existing business. And I'm guessing they'll probably do $50 to $70 million a year. That's every 3-4 days they'll do $1 million of business. Just imagine 84%, $840,000 siphoned from existing business. Very few business nearby there will survive that kind of loss. So it will really limit the ability for small business owners to be able to stay in business. So I'm thinking that we're probably okay, and most of the people that shop at Walmart probably don't shop at our stores, or people shop at our store probably don't go shop at look for lowest price goods. And we're prepared to stay in business. We're bracing ourselves for that, but there are a lot of people that are not informed, not prepared, will not make it. So I'm concerned, not just for my stores, but a lot of other people, because this is where I've been doing business for 30 years. This is my home.
Walmart has a lot of money.
Oh, that's right.
The Washington Post article not too long ago pointed out that they'd put up something like $2 million through the Walton Foundation, which is the Walton family owns Walmart. That's the charitable wing. Into D.C. nonprofits. I think it was in 2009. They also helped $25 million for the D.C. Teachers contract. And before the interview, you mentioned that a friend of yours might have gotten some money to promote Walmart locally. So when you say that they have a study of 74% of people in favor, I haven't seen that, but that I must know the other 26% of the study, because like you, I find people are very much opposed to it, but their money seems to be buying a different perspective in the press.
Yeah, Walmart is the world's largest retailers. So I'm guessing it's not an accident where they are able to hire the best lobbyist, best person to pave their way to open new stores. If you're generating over $400 billion worth of sales annually, that's an awful lot of money. And a lot of people don't know what is $400 billion, how much is that? So I said, well, I did some calculation, and if you put in the currency, the paper money, load them up in 18-wheeler. And I did some math, and very conservatively, it came up with over 4,000 18-wheelers. You'll have to take the fill them up. That's a lot of money. So if you still don't get the meaning of $400 billion is if you put the money, line them up end to end, go around the earth, it'll go around the earth over 1,500 times with the money. So I said, well, then how wide is it? So the strip of over football length field, it covers that earth going around, and that's how much money is. So when they have that kind of buying power, I would be no match to even debate against the Walmart representative. I'm just a grocery guy. I know my grocery a little bit, not a whole lot. So if they want to debate, I would just say no, thank you. I would get slaughtered. But still, that doesn't mean I shouldn't say what I believe right here in the heart. I believe in there are people who are, if they're informed, they'll make the right decision. Those figures there are 74%. I saw from the facts that Walmart representative brought at the ANC meetings, and ironically, some of the council members are pro Walmart, based on the meetings that I had with them, and I hope they would look at the facts more deeply and weigh what the benefit is when they actually come to the store, come to DC. Places where they went, the studies indicate that they're not really bringing jobs because it's recession, we need the job, that was their reasonings. But for every job that they bring, well, 1.5 to 2 jobs are lost. So it's not a net gain of jobs. And also, I think Councilmember Harry Thomas Jr. said, well, they're bringing, also Walmart, I think people said that, they're bringing about $10 million a year in sales tax or tax collected. Well, if the sales mostly comes from existing business, that's not a new tax that they're generating. It's just simply shifting from what small business owners are paying. And also there are other factors where license fees, whether you're a 100,000 square feet store or you have 1,000 square feet store, license fee is the same. So you put 20, 30, 50 out of business, those license fee multiplied by same fee by 50 times are going to be gone and replaced with one. So actual tax base would be lower with Walmart and with Walmart. And also, small business people, I'm local. My money gets reinvested right back here as back into investment in real estate and and other things that I spent money. I try to buy things locally, hire the people from locally, bakers, local farmers, the orchards that we get the local produce and things from. But Walmart, retailers, local retailers spend least minimum of 50% back to the community. And the study is saying that Walmart puts back about 14% back to the community. So the amount of money that they generate, awful lot leaks out of the city. So making, my opinion, that it's making the city much poorer than without them. So people should know that. Their headquarters in Bentonville, Arkansas, and of course they have to answer to shareholders, and they have already saturated the markets, urban markets, so there is no potential for growth. So now there are only things left is urban markets like in D.C. And it's going to be difficult with Walmart in city to do business. And let's see, they have a money to buy, spend, do things, to have a lot of things their way. So I hope, only thing that I'm hoping is that more people would be informed and see what it happened, what it does. And they should voice their feelings and say what they believe in. If you love the city they live in, say so. We don't want Walmart. It's a recession, things are growing slowly, and the development is not happening at the rate that they wish, but we're not going to be in recession forever. And as economy improves, I'm sure it'll attract more investments, more developers to build stores, businesses that we grow and comfortably. My business, we're, two blocks away from Safeway. I think we add nice complement to each other, selling slightly different things, natural organic stuff versus conventional. And we're not putting them out of business. They're not putting us out of business. I think people like to see those two things. They're sort of competing each other, but in different ways. So we are part of neighborhood that we coexist rather than driving them out of business. Elsewhere, we try to do the same. And there is a coffee shop there nearby our Brooklyn store. Was struggling, so rather than putting a coffee shop as your plan, I withheld that plan for 3 years until that coffee shop, called Surya Cafe, have enough chance to grow and get themselves established. Then 3 years later, I put my coffee bar as I had planned originally. So they're doing well, we're doing well. We're both there, so it makes that neighborhood a much better place to live and shop. I don't have to put anyone out of business, and that is now our wish. And we try to coexist and be part of the community. And see, that's the difference between locally owned small business versus giant company where they only have to answer to stockholders or shareholders.
Any final thoughts you want to share? And you're dressed very sharp on your way to a meeting in Ward 6 to talk about Walmart, the Walmart that's going to be there. So the first meeting, we're way into the process. And tonight, is the first meeting in Ward 6 about Walmart's possibly coming in.
Yeah, since they are planning to open 4 Walmarts, there's a meeting going on tonight in both Ward 5, Ward 4, and Ward 6. So unfortunately, I can't attend all of them. So I have some of my friends attend other meetings that I can't go. But since this is the first meeting, I would like to go there and at least give them the facts of the things that I have found in there while I'm doing research. And I think once they know the facts, maybe they'll think differently. As I was told by Commissioner Keith Silver, they have about 80% approval rating that they want Walmart. He himself, I think, was a pro-Walmart. And when we started talking to him what the effect is, so maybe he said he's now neutral. So he'll do what his 2,000 people that he represents, the ANC 6C01. And it is totally up to them what they wish to do. If they want Walmart, they shall have Walmart. But at least they should make their decision with informed mind, not just influenced by one side or the other. And then Walmart has done a really great job of lobbying the people and I think the community leaders. And unfortunately, I haven't had that capability or that expertise to do the same thing. So I wore a suit, I wore a tie, so that I could look a little more presentable. and people wouldn't think I'm a crazy guy.
Thanks so much for your time.
Okay, well, thanks for asking me. I appreciate it.